greetings, friends and fellow culties. Bo Capella here, and back with another edition of Audiodion. And in fact, this episode and next episode are going to serve as kind of companion pieces to each other. And this episode's theme is supergroups, and these are bands that are made up of members of other bands, particularly bands that are made up of people from notable bands because, well, pretty much everybody comes from somewhere. But today we're going to be hearing from supergroups new and old, and we'll start off with the supergroup that is new. In fact, this supergroup only has a 7-inch record to their credit so far. They are called Zodiacs, and it's not a permanent band even. It's members of the roster of a record label called Captured Tracks that kind of specializes in indie pop and noise pop stuff. And the members of all the bands that are on Captured Tracks and some friends of the label are going to be assembling as Zodiacs. And so far they've put out this one track called Faraway Friend that the band on this track features members of the Dum Dum Girls, Blank Dogs, Crystal Stilts, Woods, and a few other groups. And the band is going to be changing from track to track on what I would imagine is going to be their debut album. This is Faraway Friend from Zodiacs on Audiodion.
Thank you. open all the closets, make sure there are no monsters in there. Live in a small house, it's fairly easy to check. If I were living in a mansion, I'd probably just sleep out on the deck. Heated on the boulder, just trying to move it an inch. I think I'm getting closer, I think I'm getting bolder, but then it all starts to flip. And I keep on making the same old faces again.
Comes from one of my favorite albums of recent years, the band Monsters of Folk. The album, also called Monsters of Folk, that was made up of Connor Oberst from Bright Eyes, also his multi-instrumentalist Mike Mogus from Bright Eyes, M. Ward, and My Morning Jacket's lead singer Jim James. They went by Monsters of Folk, and that is Losing Yo Head, also Faraway Friend from the group Zodiacs at the start of this edition of Audiodeon. This is a band that put out an album last year called Love to Live. They're called the Living Sisters, and it's Inara George from the band The Bird and the Bee, Becky Stark from Lavender Diamond, and singer-songwriter Eleni Mandel. They are called the Living Sisters, and this song is called Cradle.
If you everybody, because I got something to say.
What you gonna say?
Now, this goes out to all the mothers, and all the fathers, and all the sisters, and all the brothers.
What about me?
And you, and everybody, and you too. Now listen. When your baby cries, pick him up and hold him in your arms. Don't let him cry. Cradle him in your arms. And I mean it.
In the gut, never really felt I had the best of luck. I got a big, big mouth that just won't shut up. Hop in the car, turn the radio on. Out from the speakers, a familiar song. Head down the road, start to hum along. I made it all the way home and left the TV on. But I'm gonna learn to fly an airplane, and it's gonna make my mama proud. I'm gonna get my dad to notice me. Even if I have to fight into the ground. Ooh. I know my days are numbered, but I'm bad at math. I got a dick so hard that a cat couldn't scratch. Made some bad decisions, I shouldn't go back. I can't see her, it's just a not like that. You see, I had this loving baby, but I roughed her up. There's a little lot of pain behind every grunt. All the noise that I make, I shouldn't complain. Regrets, Tourette's, I guess it's the same. But I'm gonna learn to fly an airplane. I'm gonna make my children proud. I'm gonna make them all respect me. Like when I first showed up in town. It's a terrible way to live, but it ain't my choice. I sign away all of my earnings on the little invoice. Like to be the hero on the evening news, smiling in the face of danger like it's nothing to lose. Big night terrors for yourself at an age, telling kids to stay in school and always get good grades. But I'm gonna learn to fly an airplane, and I'm gonna make my country proud. Sent this song to Nashville and sell my soul to a whole new crowd.
Seen that bitch, a landy man? Have you seen that? the rain. Was that a vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? You see. Why would a vigilante man? Why would a vigilante man? Why would a sawed-off shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot his brother and sister down? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I keep hearing his name all over this land.
Legend behind that band is that they were formed during a drunken late-night recording session. That's the band Hindu Love Gods. They were led by Warren Zevon, and the rest of the band was three-quarters of R.E.M., Bill Berry, Mike Mills, and Peter Buck. And the three of them served as the backing band on a few of Warren Zevon's records in the late 80s and early 90s, and they did a one-off album as Hindu Love Gods in 1990. And it was mostly blues covers, like that one, Woody Guthrie's song called Vigilante Man. But there's a few oddities on there. They do a cover of Raspberry Beret. Not really a blues song, but still a really entertaining record. And the intention was that each record was going to feature a different band as the Hindu Love Gods, but that is the only Hindu Love Gods album to ever be released. Before that, we heard the band Middle Brother with a song also called Middle Brother. That's Taylor Goldsmith from the band Dawes, John McCauley from the band Deer Tick, and Matt Vasquez from the band Delta Spirit. Also on that track, they're joined by country-styled troubadour Johnny Corndog. And before Middle Brother, we heard from the Living Sisters with their song called Cradle. This is another new supergroup made up of members of Sleater-Kinney and Helium and the Minders. Actually just got a hold of their full-length debut album, and here's a track from it called Future Crimes. This band is called Wild Flag on Audiodeon.
Everything, you kick the fight, the scream. a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that gray tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around. I'll always be around, around, and around, and around, and around. I fly a starship across the universe divide. And when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again. Or I may simply be a single drop of rain. But I will remain. And I'll be back again and again and again. And again, and again, and again.
Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson, Johnny Cash, and Willie Nelson joined together as Highwayman, and that is their title song, Highwayman, here on Audiodeon, and Future Crimes from the band Wild Flag just before that. This group was made up of Bernard Sumner and Johnny Marr, Bernard of New Order and Joy Division, Johnny Marr of the Smiths. They call themselves Electronic, and on this song from their self-titled debut, they're joined by both Neil Tennant and Chris Lowe from the Pet Shop Boys. This is Getting Away With It from Electronic on Audiodeon.
See that I love you more than you love me. However, it's clear to see I love you more than you love me. I love you more than you love me. More than you love me.
I thought I gave up falling in love a long, long time ago. I guess I like it, but I can't tell you. Really know, and it's been true. Myself just to suggest that I'm selfish. I've been trying to impress that more is less and I'm repressed.
I should do it instead.
However I look, it's clear to see I love you more than you love me. However I look, it's clear to see I love you more than.
If I were to list the members of that band, it'd be easier to list the people who aren't in Broken Social Scene. That's a track from Broken Social Scene's self-titled album from back in 2005, Fire-Eyed Boy. Just about every person who's in a Canadian pop group is in or has been in Broken Social Scene at one point or another. And Getting Away With It from the band Electronic just before that. And that's going to do it for this edition of Audiodeon. But stay tuned because next edition is going to be a complement to this one. I won't reveal the theme just yet, but stay tuned because it'll be along shortly. My name is Bo Capello. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today, and I hope to see you soon. And this is from the band The Golden Palominos, which is more of a rotating cast of musicians than a proper supergroup. It was led by Anton Fier, the drummer from the Feelies, and Bill Laswell, a longtime bassist and sideman to a number of different people. And this track, Buenos Aires, is one of the first tracks to feature Sid Straw, the singer-songwriter who would go on to be a very critically acclaimed alternative country singer. And also she has acted and served as a backup singer to a number of different people. This is Buenos Aires from the Golden Palominos here on Audiodeon, and I'll see you again soon.